A typical scenario when surfing the web in China is that as you scroll down while reading a serious story on your computer, a sexually inclined picture or stories with sensational headlines will appear somewhere on the screen. This even happens at some of China's major news portals, as observed by Ma Ai, an expert on criminology from the China Psychology Society.
Many words have sexual connotations, which to some extent could influence the teenagers.
Since more and more people work with computers in open spaces, this can be particularly disturbing for office workers like this young woman who would only identify herself with the surname of Ge.
I'm an office girl and need to search on websites. Since I share the office with many colleagues, it's very embarrassing to have things like that displayed on my screen when you have colleagues passing by.
Airwaves are also not immune from similar content. Programs that promote drugs claiming to enhance men's potency, complete with call-ins discussing various sexual experiences, are broadcast. Why do serious news stories have to be mixed with sexual information? Zhou Xiaopang, deputy editor-in-chief of Sina.com, the largest news portal in China, says it depends on how administrators define their services and value orientation.
Websites want to maintain high page views and traffic flow, so these things become part of their content. Basically, it is a dissimulation of legitimate business operation.
Traditionally, Chinese are reserved on issues of sex. Open discussion of sexual matters was never part of their culture. But the recent availability of widespread information, either on the internet or the airwaves, tends to turn this approach to sex upside down. Soft sexual content may not have prompted crackdowns, but their harm should not be underestimated, according to Ma Ai. Citing the broken window effect, a theory that petty violations and crimes can lead to more serious crimes down the line, Ma Ai claims off-color content available to the public can lower society's threshold for shame and raise chances of crime. Figures from the Beijing's People's Procuratorate show that between 2012 and 2014, sexual-related crimes, particularly among young people, witnessed a sharp increase. No one can deny the social environment as a result of cultural breach is part to blame. China has specific laws and regulations prohibiting obscene content from being published by citizens, but few seem to be enforced in earnest, according to Hong Daode, professor of criminal law from the China University of Political Science and Law, who believes that punishment for such violations is too lenient.
As long as law enforcing bodies demonstrate their determination and exercise zero tolerance on this phenomenon, I believe website operators can find their way out with technical methods.
Professor Hong believes that whether or not the country's cyberspace and airwaves can keep clean depends on the willpower of the state. Ancient Chinese wisdom believes in better late than never. What is lacking here is not wisdom. An unambiguous government policy is needed. For CRI, I'm Xiaoyi.